for those of you that know me, know that I have very little tolerance for magical thinking. And I've got even less tolerance for gurus that, you know, come in and say, this is the way to do it, the only way to do it. And the only way you could possibly do it is if you're anointed by this special leader. I'm a believer that there's a certain science with what we're doing. And if we learn that science, we can learn to do it better. And for a long time, there was a certain mystery concerning the witness. You know, how could a DNA sample or even a picture or signature be somehow connected to the subject? Well, that mystery pretty much evaporated with the acceptance of the new physics concerning quantum entanglement. In a nutshell, once an electron pair have connected, they remain connected across time and space. Now, we don't know how long that connection lasts, but from our work in radionics, it seems to last as long as our subjects anyway. And so when I take a picture, it's quantumly entangled with that witness. But we've all run across times when our witness either didn't work or quit working or just didn't work very well. And science tells us that if they work, they should always work, but practice tells us that that's not always the case. So that leads us to seeing what we can do to maximize the effectiveness of our witnesses. Since most of us use pictures, you know, let's concentrate on them tonight. A picture captures the image of the subject. The higher the quality of the picture, the more information is captured and the better connection. Makes sense. While we think of the picture of our subject as just the subject, but that's not always the case. Everything in that picture is included, including our target. So take a look at the background. What else is in the picture? Is there sky in the picture? You know, in one of my very first radionics classes with Pat Schmidt, when we were talking about balancing soil and we're taking pictures of the fields, he said it's a lot easier to balance 40 acres of field than it is 400 miles of sky. So when you have that picture, what you're doing is you're trying to balance everyone and everything in that picture. So, for me, I prefer a close-up of the face with no glasses and the eyes are open. Now, the more extra stuff you have in the picture, the more your intent is involved in screening it out. So, yes, you can use a picture that has a number of different distractions in it, if you will, and still make it work, but you're using your intent to focus. Now, the next thing to remember is that every picture is a connection to the subject. And when you broadcast, you are broadcasting to each copy, including the digital ones. And that's why satellite pictures are often very poor witnesses. Can you just imagine how many copies of that satellite picture there are? Digital, printed, everything. Each one takes a little bit of the energy of your broadcast. With that said, even the digital picture on your phone has multiple copies. Maybe the copy is on the disk, maybe you put it on the hard drive, maybe you've uploaded it to the web. And that's why I prefer to make as few copies as possible. But there's other ways to improve that connection. One way is that I will label that picture. And if it's for a person, I'll use the name and a birth date as a minimum. And that seems to add to the connection as well. If you have their signature, that also helps with that connection. Finally, placement of the witness in the well can also help it to make work better. Now, usually, the picture is facing towards the coils. And once you place it in the well, then rotate it in the well until you get a stick for best performance. It may only change the effectiveness by a few percentage points, but when you're broadcasting to a large farm, those percentages may be the difference between success and failure. And if you're still not satisfied, then carefully craft and write your intent and include that in the well. Then, of course, you can also run the rate for optimized witness. And the rate for optimized witness is 43-50.5. The rate to optimize witness is 43-50.5. Now, I haven't touched on witness hygiene, but suffice to say, your fingerprints on the witness affect your broadcast. Hair, dust, and bugs in the well affect the broadcast. Artificial light does so as well, as does the background noise, the music, etc. So, keep things clean, quiet, and cover the well. And just as artificial light will affect the broadcast, so does colored light. And one advantage of the Kelly Chromatic well is that it has built-in colored light, so I can add color to all my broadcasts without any extra trouble or equipment. And color will almost always improve the quality of your work and cut broadcast times. Now, since I don't have enough chromatic wells, I also have the colored LEDs that you can get from Kelly. Next, I have a tensor ring around every input well, and I get those from Twisted Sage. The rings harmonize the energy field around the well and helps connect the witness to that toroidal energy field of the ring. And in the bottom of every well, I put a Betar coil, and this seems to pump up the energy flow through the witness, thereby strengthening the input signal. You see, I try to use as little of my personal life force as I can in my broadcast. Of course, I can simply use the power of intent and focus and do most of my work, but why use my life force when I can use my instrument? Now, about every 18 months, there's a big dust-up about how great the virtual instruments are and the symbolic instruments are and how you don't really need a real instrument if you can just draw it out on paper. Well, in those symbolic or virtual instruments, or paper instruments if you prefer, the diagram is just a focusing point for your life force. Yes, paper instruments work. They absolutely work, and they can work very well. But it is your life force that's making it happen. And anytime we analyze your broadcast, we are connecting with the subject and all their issues. Personally, I have no desire to have any connection with your issues. I have no desire to be connected with your demons or your attachments or any of your emotional flotsam. Further, since that connection is two-way, I have absolutely no inclination to deal with the return wave, what we refer to as the phase conjugate wave that would come back from any broadcast. So a real instrument not only provides the connection and power, but also insulates the operator from the subject. And a properly grounded instrument dissipates that returning phase conjugate wave. Now, having done this work for a couple of decades, I've learned that dealing with my own issues is enough for me. I don't want to deal with someone else's. And that's why I use a real instrument with as good a witness as I can find. I check to make sure that my broadcasts do not affect me unless my witness is in the well. If I'm being affected by a broadcast and my witness is not in the well, I stop and find out why. The other thing you may have noticed about my work is that I broadcast positive. I don't broadcast poisons. The most lethal thing that I send out is an occasional essential oil. But the vast majority of my work is on the deepest levels I can access, where I can work to increase the energy flow and eliminate blockages. So in summary, the better the witness, the faster the work. Ensure your witness includes only the things you wish it to have in the broadcast, and specify your intent. And there are times that where we can go ahead and got entire classes on how to craft that intent so it's as effective as possible. So let's go ahead and open up the lines and see if there's questions about maximizing the witness and the virtual machine.